Welcome back to the Nerd Level Tech AI Cast, where we dive deep into the nuts and bolts of cutting-edge technology, making it accessible and fun for everyone. I'm Alex, your guide through the technical jungle.
And I'm Jamie, your trusty sidekick, here to ask all the questions you're thinking at home and maybe crack a joke or two along the way. Today, we're talking about AI writing assistants, the invisible force behind so many words we read online.
Absolutely, Jamie. These tools have quietly become one of the most transformative productivity enhancements of our decade. Think about it. From drafting emails to generating full-fledged blog posts, AI writing assistants are reshaping our communication landscape.
It's like having a little word wizard in your computer. But how do they work their magic?
Great question. At their heart, AI writing assistants use something called large language models, or LLMs for short. These models are trained on vast amounts of text to predict the next word in a sequence. It sounds simple, but there's a lot of complexity underneath.
So it's kind of like when I'm texting and my phone suggests the next word, but on steroids?
Huh.
Exactly, Jamie. But on a colossal scale. These models, like GPT-4, are based on transformer architectures that use self-attention mechanisms. Without getting too bogged down in the tech, it's basically a way for the system to consider the context of each word and its relation to others in a sentence.
Ah, gotcha. So it's paying attention to the whole conversation, not just throwing words out randomly.
Right on. And there's also a layer that formats the input to get the best response from the model, a post-processing pipeline to tidy up the output, and a feedback loop to keep improving based on user corrections.
Sounds like a well-oiled machine. But with so many tools out there, how do you choose which one to use?
It depends on your needs. For example, Grammarly is superb for grammar and tone adjustments, while Jasper AI excels in creating marketing content. Then there's ChatGPT, which is like a Swiss Army knife, useful for a broad range of writing tasks.
I love a good Swiss Army knife, but when should I not use an AI writing assistant?
Good question. You might want to steer clear when working with highly sensitive or confidential information, or for creative works where your personal voice is key. Also, always double-check facts, since LLMs can sometimes make plausible but incorrect statements.
Makes sense. You wouldn't want your novel accidentally plagiarizing a toaster manual. What about integrating these tools into my own app?
Ah, diving into developer territory, I see. It's actually not as daunting as it might seem. Most of these AI writing assistants offer API access. With some basic Python programming and familiarity with REST APIs and JSON, you can start experimenting. For instance, you can use OpenAI's GPT-4 to create a simple script that generates text based on a prompt you provide.
That sounds like a fun weekend project. But what about the pitfalls? Are there common mistakes people make?
Definitely. Over-reliance on the model is a big one. Always include human review to catch those odd or inaccurate outputs. And don't ignore the context limits of the model, or you might end up with truncated responses.
Ah, so it's more of a collaboration with the AI rather than just handing over the reins.
Precisely. And as we look ahead, the integration of AI writing tools into productivity suites and real-time collaboration platforms is going to make this collaboration even smoother.
I can't wait to see where it goes. Before we wrap up, any final tips for our listeners looking to dive into AI writing assistants?
Experiment and keep an open mind. These tools are constantly evolving, so what's true today might change tomorrow. And always remember, they're here to amplify your creativity, not replace it.
Wise words, Alex.
Well, that's all the time we have for today. Thanks for tuning in to the Nerd Level Tech AI Cast. Don't forget to subscribe for more deep dives into the tech world.
And keep those questions coming. We love to hear from our listeners. Until next time, keep nerding out. Theme music fades in, then out.